invites you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly, and it's great to be back. And I'm here today with the lovely Wendy Bobsian from Eastside Body Transformation Studio. So welcome along to the show, Wendy.
Hello, Mandy. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great that that you're here because, you know, we're coming up to Christmas time and we all know that we tend to overindulge and things like that. And so talking to you, Wendy, because you're a personal trainer, because you help women get back in shape and get more strength and flexibility, I thought it would be really great to have you on the show to perhaps give us a little bit of advice about how to navigate over the next couple of months. Because, you know, sometimes some of us, particularly myself, think that going shopping for swimsuits is probably one of the worst things that I can be doing. And because the lighting's never flattering and the curtains never close properly and things like that. But really, it's just about I haven't really got my A into G since going through winter. So tell us, well, first of all, before we get to that, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it. So tell us a little bit about you and Eastside Body Transformation Studio.
Okay. Eastside is not your typical gym, and I have been providing personal training and group fitness for the last 4 years, offering supportive, personalised, motivating training environment as my studio.
Nice.
Where I train, also create a fun and effective form of training as well. You've got to make it fun, otherwise my clientele wouldn't come back. If it's like a boot camp, it'll be
unbearable. Yeah, it would be unbearable. So you're kind of trying to put the personal back into personal training.
Yes, that's correct, I am. And everyone has their own individual training needs. I offer a broad range of training options to suit everyone, including Pilates, Power Plate, which is vibration training, cardio resistance, and also stretching. That's one of the most important things. So at each session, we try and focus on the person who comes to see me. I evaluate their strengths and weaknesses. Some of them come with all forms of injuries, and tailor training programs that would suit their needs and goals.
So that must be it's quite a responsibility, isn't it, working with people? Because I know your clientele is, you know, they're not 20-year-olds that are sort of think they're bomb-proof, are they? I mean, your clientele is, you know, slightly more mature.
They are a little bit more mature. I do have a few young ones, I've got to say that, which I'm very proud of, because they challenge me. But most of my clientele would be 35 plus.
Yeah.
Some will be coming in for the first time. Some of them really have never really exercised. Some have exercised and then for the last so many years have not. So that's the service that I'm providing, encouraging women to come back into exercise in a sort of a safe environment.
A safe environment. And why is it so important that we are all exercising?
Very good question. Because there's lots of things that happen to us as we're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And muscle mass is what we're losing quite quickly. Even if you engage in regular exercise like walking, running, cycling, you would be very surprised to know that it's not enough to prevent muscle loss over time. And I just was going to just to quote you a little fact that we lose over a quarter of a kilo of muscle each year after our young adulthood.
Wow!
By the time we reach 50 years, the rate of loss doubles.
Ooh!
And by 65 years, inactive adults lose half their muscle and double their fat. And then by 70 years, We have lost almost 30% of our total number of muscle cells.
And, of course, our muscle cells help. Yeah, it helps us metabolize. It helps support our frame. So important. Maybe you can give me those statistics later, and I'll put them in the notes accompany this recording, because I think that's really important to add that in. It's like, it's so good to have that awareness. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is actually quite frightening in a way.
Most of us would do some form of aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat reasonably good, like good nutrition.
Yep.
But it's also important, you know, strength training is just as important if we want to stay younger, longer. That's because of, you know, our gradual muscle loss. So that kind of working towards building muscle is the catalyst to keep us younger. And also because of the loss, you know, a lot of other adverse conditions, age-related conditions like, you know, bone density, reducing strength, increasing body fat, we've got to maintain our strength. Very important.
So it's all about, you know, it's prioritizing ourselves for the long term, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Absolutely. And we can't really stop.
No. Now, tell me, you know, I mean, going back to why did you open up a personal training studio? Because I've been there. It's beautiful. And it's got such a great environment. But, you know, with your background of nursing and travelling and chefing on super yachts and all of these sort of things, cooking for some really big names. So how did you get to open up a studio?
Well, I've always had this love of movement. I'm not a dancer, I'm not an athlete, but I've always loved doing something wherever I lived in the world. I'd be doing all kinds of forms of exercises. So if it was just running around boats or walking up hills or walking through the streets of Italy, just doing something to keep myself active. I know that when I don't do anything, that's when I become slightly, if I can use the word, depressed, because it makes me very low energy if I don't push myself to go and do something. So that's why I wanted to learn. I wanted to study Pilates first. That's what I did first. I did my Pilates training first, and then that led me on to doing personal training, strength training, and then whole body vibration training. So when I have a diverse aspects of my training, I'm not just doing, you know, personal training as say is doing cardio and resistance. I'm trying to add more to incorporate a medium where you don't get stuck on one thing.
Yeah.
And I just knew that I wanted to reinvent myself, so that I thought, well, why not go into an area that I love and start training women and encouraging them back into movement, because it's so easy to say, no, I don't feel like doing this today. And I, like myself, I have to motivate myself. So now I'm here to motivate women. I probably drive them crazy sometimes, but some of them do come back.
Well, I know personally myself, I need accountability, because, you know, I'm going to find lots of different things to do rather than go to the gym, because, you know, I wasn't a big gym junkie when I was younger. And if I went now, I might just, you know, do something for like 10 minutes and go, well, I'm not sure what to do now, and just walk out. So I think it's great that you do drive us a little bit crazy, because those statistics that you shared at the beginning about the muscle loss and things like that is, you know, it's really helpful for us to have awareness around that, because that really does help us, you know, take personal responsibility as well. So my next question is, what is the best excuse someone has ever given you not to exercise?
Too tired.
Too tired, isn't it? And of course, what happens when we exercise? We get energized. Yeah.
Exactly. All of that. I can reverse that one very quickly. So when they come in and they say, "Oh, can we just go for a cup of coffee?" I'd also say, "Well, let's have our coffee afterwards. Let's do something." And then by then they don't want a cup of coffee because of their energy levels are.
Yeah.
Back up again.
So accountability is huge, isn't it? I don't think we realise just how important that role plays, not only in achieving goals and things like that, but also, you know, just around us in a day-to-day basis, just looking after ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And prioritising your time. That's what I need. It's the things that I have to say to my clients who are coming in. It's okay to say, yeah, I'm ready to do a program with you, but you actually have to start prioritizing the time, because if you don't, it's not going to happen, because you'll always seek excuses.
Yeah.
So the thing is with me is that you have to be accountable. I have to be accountable. They have to be accountable. So if we say we're going to meet at a certain time, that's when we're going to meet and just do it.
So it's almost like you just go, right, open your diary, let's put all the dates in now, and obviously things have to move and change if need be, but make a commitment. Because at the end of the day, it's a commitment to themselves, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
What
were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, too, I have certain aspects of love and of the types of things that I teach in here.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilates is really important too, because that's where I started. My background was within Pilates, and Pilates focuses on, you know, really improving your core strength and building flexibility. It's a series of like 500 exercises, lengthening and strengthening the major muscle groups in the body in a balanced fashion.
Wow.
So I love that background initially, because I can base all my exercises on Pilates based. Because in personal training, sometimes you don't get taught a lot. And I know that with having a bit more further in the background of teaching, like a Pilates background, can really set me up to teaching all aspects of teaching all age groups.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people come with injuries and they have no core strength, they have no mind-body connection. So the good thing about that is it's just, I can take them back to the basics, just about starting to breathe first. Breathing is so important.
It's so important.
And then just doing some very basic exercises.
Wow, that sounds
really
cool.
And then another thing I just love is the vibration training, which is the whole body vibration, power plate. And
astronauts used or do they still use that for increasing bone density?
They
did.
You know, it was started, and you know, when the cosmonauts, they wanted to help support muscle loss and bone density. And when the Iron Curtain came back up, the science started to be used again, and now power plate is like a world brand of training. It focuses on, you know, bringing great physical performance, health and wellness, and it's a revolutionary training technique and delivering harmonic vibration to the body, you know, which stimulates a natural reflex. Long term, it can effectively burn fat and enhances your muscle tone, improving balance and strength. Power plate is a complete full body workout, and incorporating stretching and balance and core and massage in as little as a 30-minute workout, really.
Wow.
I just read that Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Has said that her recovery is just as important as her performance, hence why she uses power plate.
That's a good point. Yeah, really good point.
The wonderful recovery aspect of power plate. So it can really help you power plate is like a science, and more than this, several hundred research studies conducted that has shown, use them regularly as part of a healthy lifestyle, Power Plate can help provide numerous wellness and fitness benefits. There's many vibration training machines out on the market, but the Power Plate is the only medically certified machine. Mm. And the benefits really are strength, flexibility, helps with circulation, weight loss, enhancing the metabolism, cellulite reduction, and even helping to alleviate pain and providing faster recovery of damaged muscles and tendons and decreasing pain, improving joint function.
That sounds amazing.
Because a lot of the physios now are using Power Plate for rehab, and a lot of the top coaches throughout the world are using it too for recovery of their athletes.
It's really interesting, isn't it? There's so much technology out there, and to be able to utilise that for, as you said, not just for performance but also recovery. And I know with some of the work I've done over the years, recovery is some of that's just as important. It's almost like playing a game of golf. If you've got a long drive, that's great, but if you can't putt, then you know you're not going to win the game. And I think it's the same in with any athletes as well. So on that note, Wendy, I'm just going to just take a little break. We've got a song, and okay. We will be back very soon.
Great. Thank you, Mandy. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
that's a gorgeous Pharrell Williams in Happy, and that's such a good song to accompany us as we talk to Wendy Bobsium from Eastside Body Transformation Studio, because we all like to have fun and be happy, and that song is just amazing. So I imagine that when you play that, all the women that come and see you probably have put an extra bounce in their step, maybe.
That's correct.
Yes.
It's true.
It's cool.
Even myself.
Very cool.
Walking or running to or cycling to. Yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing, isn't it? Well done for him. Now, obviously, we were just speaking about a lot of the different techniques and the different technology that you use to help bring women back into being stronger and more flexible and just feeling a lot better about themselves. So we were talking about the power plate, which sounds incredible. And for those of you that hadn't tried, you need to give Wendy a call. I'll put all the notes on there and book yourself in session with
her. Can I just say to Mandy that this month, in the month of December and January, I'm actually a gift to you this month in January would be that I'm offering a 20-minute express workout session on the power plate. So for someone who would love to come in and just try it.
Yeah, and just give Wendy a call. Yeah.
Bring it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's eastsidestudio.co.nz, and they can get hold of you with all your details there, can't they?
They can.
Brilliant.
Yes, they can.
Okay, so I would take advantage of that, because I think you'll love the power plate. It is amazing, and you do feel like you've done a lot more than just 20 minutes of exercise. So, Wendy, just how do you get around people's beliefs, you know, that they're either too old or they're overweight or they're too unfit to join a gym or have personal training? What advice do you have to someone that has those sort of set of beliefs?
Right. Well, instantly I had to change that mindset, because that mindset is, you know, you've already closed the door. So you need to, if you're about to think about taking that next step into movement, then I have to be the one to say, right, let's do it. Let's start you gradually. It's not going to be a boot camp, and it's not CrossFit. You don't have to do high jumps or big chin-ups. We'll start from scratch, really. And like I said before, you've got to make it like people want to come to you, and they've got to also want to come through the door as well. So it's got to be a happy environment. So basically for me, it's to try and really encourage people to take that mindset and go beyond that mindset.
And do you sort of help them set goals around that, or do you just, or do you wait for that, and do you just sort of allow them just to get, the first goal is just getting it coming in the door a regular basis, and then...
First, you know, try me, you know, come in and take advantage of a little bit of time, like maybe an hour or so, get to know me and I can get to know you. We'll talk about your goals, your requirements, what you need to do, what it is that's going to take you to join me here at the studio. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good introduction first. And once they feel comfortable here, because it's a reasonably private area, and there may be a few people coming and going, but mainly it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so they can, it'll start giving them the confidence that they need. So even if they don't want to carry on here, they might feel more confident about going to a big gym. But at least I'll start them.
Yeah.
But we have to start and also making those little, what I call micro changes, just little changes at a time. So finding the right time when it would suit them to come to me.
Yeah, and I think as you just said a really important point, the micro changes, it's the small steps that actually make the biggest leaps, isn't it? And
That's true.
Yeah. So what advice do you give your clients around, like we're coming up Christmas, to Christmas holidays and festivities and eating too much, drinking too much, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So what advice do you give to your clients to still be in great shape at the end of the holidays?
Right. First of all, you know, one has to have fun. It's one of those lovely parts of the year when we can celebrate. It's family time. It's giving time to give, time to receive, but also time to really enjoy our food and the activities that go around that. So I also say to my clients, and even I have to tell myself too, is not to totally deprive yourself, but to go and enjoy. And then then we can start making modifications slowly after that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't deprive yourself entirely, because that will make it a very unhappy Christmas and holiday. And then whilst you're on holiday, if you're having some time away from work, or you've gone to the beach for a holiday or up in the mountains, wherever you go, is to start planning activities around movement. So the night, this is what I say, the night before, you think, well, what can I do tomorrow? I've got the beach, I've got the bush, I've got the children, I've got my dog. Think about what you could do. So if you've got children, you might want to get up a little bit earlier and go and do something for yourself. So it may be a walk or a little run on the beach. And if you're not a runner, then you can walk. Do fast walk, like fast steps
just fast
for a minute,
walking.
Slow it down.
Yeah,
fast, slow it down, and go off for 45 minutes or so, and do that.
Do
and
something.
And then the next day, do something.
Yeah.
And it might be that you might be in a home, and you've got your sisters or your friends with you, or your mother, your daughters, your son, and if you don't want to go out on your own, you can ask someone to come with you, you know, plan it. So, hey, do you don't want to meet me at 7 o'clock in the morning, and let's go for a nice power walk on the beach, or let's go up the hill, or let's go and climb the rocks. Or,
walk to breakfast.
You know,
double multitask.
Well, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I haven't even thought about the coffee yet.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you're too busy walking.
I haven't quite planned that one.
I'm already at the coffee stop, yeah.
So really it's just those little plans, you know, the things. And then gradually start thinking, well, you know, after the new year. And it's, you know, all in well and good to make all these new year plans. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But really, start off small. Make a small goal. And even if the small goal is, I want to join a gym, or I want to go and do a Pilates class. Just think small. Don't think big.
Yeah. And just support yourself. And even if it's just, I'm going to move every day in some way and make sure. Because I think I've heard, you know, the hardest thing that is to just put your shoes on and walk out the door. That's the hardest part of going for a walk, isn't it?
That's correct.
Half the time. So, Wendy, what is your vision for the slightly more mature woman, you know, around exercise and well-being? What do you want to see for women of this age?
Well, I want us to stay holistically well for longer. Well, we're living longer, so we have to live these a longer age, because the average longevity of a woman now is around about, in New Zealand, is around about 89.
Wow.
So to get to 89, we need to stay quite focused on forms of movement. And another one, like I often hear, you know, aging does not cause stiffness.
Mm.
Stiffness causes aging. So the effectiveness of just a stretching technique, improving your balance and your joints.
The flexibility, as you said before.
Yeah, and helps your mobility. And that gives you confidence as we age.
Mm.
So that's another thing that, you know, even if you don't want to do sort of more high-intensive kind of strength training.
Yeah.
Start off, like another way, is starting off small, just coming in and stretching. And also here at Eastside, I always make stretching an important part of every workout.
Well,
they're very important. That's part of the, you know, as we're aging, stretching is very important.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Wendy. That's all we've got the time for, unfortunately. But if anyone listening to this would love to contact Wendy, go to eastsidestudio.co.nz and contact her. Go and visit her. It's a beautiful gym. She's very experienced. And if you are wanting faster results, you want to make sure that your technique is good and it's personalized and you've got the motivation as well as the accountability, then contact Wendy. So thank you so much for joining me today, Wendy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mandy. That was a good conversation between two people.
Thank you.
Motivating.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Remarkable Woman Radio. You can catch us again next Tuesday at 3:15 on 104.6 FM or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/remarkablewoman. We'll see you then.